Governor Charlie Baker has ignited controversy with two proposals in a bill he filed today to fight the state's growing opiate crisis. The governor wants to limit the amount of pain medications doctors, nurses, and dentists could prescribe to new patients, and he wants to permit patients addicted to opiates to be held for involuntary treatment for 3 days. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Many patients who are addicted to heroin say their problems started with an opiate-based pain pill like OxyContin.
I and many others have listened to far too many stories of people who come home from the doctor's office, the dentist, or the hospital with 30, 40, 50, 60, 80 tabs of all kinds of opioids when a handful would do. This has got to stop.
Governor Baker is filing legislation that would cap first-time opiate prescriptions at a 72-hour supply. His aides say there would be exceptions for emergency medical conditions and palliative care. Those details would be worked out in regulations. But the governor says it's time to crack down on opiate prescribing.
I have lots of friends and lots of colleagues in the healthcare world. I am astonished by the casual nature and the casual attitude that I find when I talk to them about these medications and these issues. And that has got to change.
Leaders of the Massachusetts Medical Society and the Massachusetts Dental Society say Baker's assessment is not fair. Both groups say they have new training and policies in place to curb overuse of opiates and that there is increased sensitivity to the problem. Dr. Dennis Dimitri, president of the Medical Society, says he hopes to work with the legislature on other ways to make sure patients get the right amount of pain relief.
But putting something very limiting like this right in a piece of legislation, we think, is really not a productive way to go about it.
And at the Dental Society, Dr. David Lustbader says Baker's one-size-fits-all approach is wrong.
People that are going to truly need pain medication are going to end up without it. And that's not fair to anybody. And that's really unethical to let somebody suffer.
Lustbader, who's an oral surgeon, says his patients frequently need more than 3 days of pain meds to help them in recovery. And he points out that doctors can't call in a prescription for opiates these days, so patients would need to return to the dentist or doctor for a new hard copy after 3 days, and many offices are closed on weekends. Now here's the second controversy. Baker is also proposing to let hospitals hold addiction patients for 3 days and stop the stories he hears about patients who overdose and are brought back to life only to be released to the street in search of their next shot of heroin.
And this pinballing in and out of the ER without any opportunity to really calm somebody down and have a conversation with them about extended treatment is usually one of the issues that comes up most often.
This idea is getting mixed reviews from doctors, nurses, and families. The Medical Society says forcing a patient into treatment doesn't often work. Joanne Peterson, with the family support group Learn to Cope, says she's grateful for the governor's work on this issue, but has two concerns. What happens to a patient in the hospital, asks Peterson, if all the outpatient treatment programs are full, as they often are these days?
They might end up in an emergency room for hours or days, or it might prevent somebody from seeking help or somebody from using that route to get help for somebody that clearly needs it.
The Baker administration says the state has added 194 new treatment beds so far this year and has another 64 in the pipeline. But parents and support groups say that isn't enough at a time when the number of funerals for patients who die after an overdose is increasing every week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.